Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to episode 1093 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Next week, episode 1100, you're already in rarefied space for job search podcasts. This is the only show that's gone over 1,000 episodes, and we're hitting 1100 next week. And today's show is a good one. It's about recognizing what's really going on when you are in an interview that really feels like it's doomed. Hope you find this helpful. Please give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. And if you haven't already done so, I have some great classes on Skillshare, particularly the ones about interview questions, first interview preparation, second interview, final interview prep. They're all good classes. You don't have to be a member of Skillshare to take them, but if you decide to join, use the link in the show notes because they'll provide you with 2 free months for the service instead of just the one that they offer on the website. And now, let's get going. And the story I'm going to tell you today applies to non-executives as well as execs. And I was reminded of it last night when I was coaching someone who's up for the presidency of a firm in Asia. And the firm itself is a joint venture between 3 different major corporations. And he had been recruited by the executive HR person for one of the minority partners and put forward by that firm as a contender for the presidency. So he met with the lead, I'll call it, because I don't want to identify the organization, because the title is a bit unique, the current head of the organization, where he had what seemed like a perfunctory one-hour interview. They zeroed in on aspects of his background that were minimized by the subsidiary but maximized by the primary partner. Get where I'm going here? There was a point in the conversation where they said, by the way, when did you get your degree? Which was the way to get around age and find out his age, which being outside the U.S., different laws are involved. But you know, ultimately, he was trying to find out about the age of the candidate. And you know, 2 weeks later, he hasn't heard anything. I tell this story for a simple reason. No matter where in an org chart you are, whether you're at an extremely high level or you're a staff level individual, sometimes you're going to interview for jobs and you're being put forward by someone who doesn't have the clout, or this isn't about recruiters here, I just want to be clear, but you know, you may interview with someone who loves you, but they don't have the clout to do the hire. So they put you through to someone who does, and you get this cursory interview, or a fairly superficial one with someone who's like interviewing with a wall. And, you know, they're not giving you anything to attach to. And I just want to be clear, it's not a rock climbing wall where you can, you know, grab at things. It's a flat wall. And you walk out of the interview wondering, what was that? And the answer is they were getting back at the other individual, and you wound up being the person who wound up being, shall we say, the victim of this. So whether you're an executive or a staff-level individual, sometimes there are circumstances that are going on behind the scenes that are outside of your knowledge and outside of your control. For example, in this one that was the basis for this conversation, you know, it was very clear, and I was concerned about this from day one, and I told them about it, that the fact that he was being put forward by one of the joint venture partners rather than the primary firm might come back to bite him in the butt, and it ultimately did. Now, did he execute perfectly? I wasn't in the room. From what I heard, there was nothing wrong with any of the points in the conversation. He was dealing with someone who was flat. Matter of fact, came in 20 minutes late, no acknowledgement, no apologies. If you were a job applicant, you would expect to at least say, hey, sorry, I'm late. But nothing. Walked in, just dove right in, finished his last question, which was about, by the way, when did you get your degree? And then walked out without saying goodbye. Tell me how this is supposed to work for anyone. So just as a reminder to you, if situations like that present yourself where you're being put forward in what feels like a no-win situation, and you know that pretty quickly, don't start beating yourself up. It's them. It isn't you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you, where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.